Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Gallagher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doug Gallagher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Brown reaches second base with a double. Doug Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball four. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Del Greco tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive towards the mound. Gallagher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Cash moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Doug Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Del Greco tags and scores. Lump tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimolai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey is hit by the pitch. Cimolai moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Gladding now pitching. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe takes first base on ball 4. Cimolai moves to third. Causey moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimolai scores. Causey moves to third. Seghe moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Steve Boros. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Dick Brown. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 4 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.